To start to understand the apparently intractable water problems that bedevil Montana, think of the Bitterroot Valley as having two largely separate water supplies: irrigation water from ditches fed by streams, lakes, or the Bitterroot River, and wells drilled into underground aquifers, which provide most of the water for domestic use. Both the irrigation water supply and the well water supply are facing the same fundamental dilemma: increasing numbers of users for decreasing amounts of water. The ultimate reason for decreasing amounts of water is climate change. Montana is becoming warmer and drier. While global warming will produce winners as well as losers in different places around the world, Montana will be among the big losers because its rainfall was already marginally adequate for agriculture. The most visible effect of global warming in Montana, and perhaps anywhere in the world, is in Glacier National Park. While glaciers all over the world are in retreat, the phenomenon has been especially well studied in Montana because its glaciers are so accessible to climatologists. When the area of Glacier National Park was first visited by naturalists in the late 1800s, it contained over 150 glaciers. Now, there are only about 35 left, mostly at just a small fraction of their first reported size. At present rates of melting, Glacier National Park will have no glaciers at all by the year 2030. Such declines in the mountain snowpack are bad for irrigation systems, whose summer water comes from melting of the snow that remains up in the mountains. Agriculture would be impossible in the Bitterroot Valley without irrigation, because annual rainfall in the valley bottom is only about 13 inches per year. Construction of irrigation systems fed by snowmelt water began in the late 1800s and peaked in 1908 to 1910. Within each irrigation system or district, each landowner or group of landowners has the right to take a specified quantity of water from the system. Unfortunately, in most Bitterroot irrigation districts, the water is over-allocated. That is, the sum of the water rights allocated exceeds the flow of water available in most years. The solution is to assign priorities among landowners according to the historical date on which the water right was claimed for that property, and to cut off water deliveries first to the most junior right owner. That's a recipe for conflict, because the oldest farms with the earliest rights claimed are often downhill, and it's hard for uphill farmers with lower-ranking rights to see water that they desperately need flowing past their property, and yet to refrain from taking the water. But if they did take it, the downhill neighbors could sue them. A further problem results from land subdivision. Originally, the land was owned in large blocks, whose single owner, of course, wouldn't have been so silly as to try to water all his fields simultaneously and thus run out of water. But those original 160-acre blocks have become subdivided into 4-acre house lots. Each of those 40 house owners tries to water and keep the house's garden green without realizing that the other 39 neighbors are irrigating simultaneously. The Bitterroot's other water supply consists of wells for domestic water use, tapping into underground aquifers. They, too, face the problem of increasing demand for decreasing water. The Bitterroot's ongoing population explosion means more people drinking more water and flushing more toilets. Montana law and county regulations about domestic water are currently weak. The well that one new house owner drills may lower the water level of a neighbor's well, but it is difficult for the latter person to collect damages. In order to calculate how much domestic water use an aquifer could support, one would have to map the aquifer and to measure how rapidly water is flowing into it. But those two elementary steps have not been accomplished for any Bitterroot Valley aquifer. The county itself lacks the resources and does not carry out independent assessments of water availability when it is considering a developer's application to build a new house. Instead, the county relies on the developer's assurance that enough well water will be available for the house. Everything that I have said about water so far concerns water quantity. However, there are also issues of water quality. The Bitterroot River is already on Montana's list of impaired streams for several reasons. The most important of those reasons is buildup of sediments released by erosion, road construction, forest fires, logging, and falling water levels in ditches and streams due to use for irrigation. Air quality also deserves brief mention. Some areas of Montana suffer seasonally from poor air quality, worst of all in Missoula, whose air is sometimes as bad as in Los Angeles. Missoula's air problems stem from a combination of vehicle emissions throughout the year, wood-burning stoves in the winter, and forest fires and logging in the summer.